Statewide, 42% of students in Wisconsin public schools receive free or reduced breakfast and lunch. Department of Public Instruction spokesman John Johnson says most of those meals are going to kids and families of four making less than $29,000 a year.
I think this is important for folks to understand. Only 6.2% of that number are students receiving reduced price lunches. Families at or below 130% of the federal poverty rate is the bulk of the students receiving aid.
The figures reflect community-wide food insecurity in some areas and anti-hunger organizations like Second Harvest trying to make sure students don't go home on the weekends or on school break hungry. Chris Teselar says Second Harvest operates a backpack program designed for small town and rural communities in south central Wisconsin.
We've got backpack programs in Elroy, Evansville, Sun Prairie, and Tomah. And out of those programs, we serve at least 850 children per month. Sometimes it's backpacks, sometimes it's just bag, and it's filled with a nutritious food that goes home with the kids on the weekends.
Department of Public Instruction figures show Milwaukee schools have the highest percentage of free and reduced meals, 83%. In the last school year, three school districts around the state showed double-digit increases. They're Northern Ozaukee, Argyle, and White Lake. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.